Catholic Answers, to explain and defend the faith, visit us online at catholic.com. The saint for an age of insanity. We're living through an age of increasing, intensifying insanity. If you're feeling the pressure, try praying to Saint Dimphna. By Sean Fitzpatrick. Euripides said, "Those whom the gods destroy, they first make mad." That ancient wisdom is playing out before our eyes in the modern world. No one can ignore the unhappiness shackling society, but most pretend to, as a maniac might. Yesterday, May 15th, was the feast day of a girl who resisted an insane, uncouth attack in the name of sanity and decency, at the cost of her home, family, and life. Catholics in the United States especially, as we hopefully anticipate the overturning of a national injustice, should remember this little Irish saint named Dimphna, for we, too, are pressured by the dictates of diseased minds and a culture of madness. Dimphna knows of our plight, as a hero who lost her head to a man who had lost his mind. Saint Dimphna lived in Ireland during the 7th century, the daughter of a minor king named Damon. At age 14, she consecrated herself to Christ, following the faith of her pious mother. But Dimphna's mother died, and left Damon devastated. The king's sorrow over the loss of his wife led to a complete mental collapse. His counselors, terrified by the rantings and ravings of their master, perversely suggested he wed his daughter, Dimphna, who bore a striking resemblance to the woman Damon had loved. In his madness, Damon pursued his daughter, who fled with her guardian, Father Gerebran, to what is today Belgium. There she used the money she had brought with her to build a hospital for the poor. Using her currency, however, put her father on her track. He appeared in a rage, sword in hand, and slew Gerebran. Dimphna, bereft of her only guardian and standing on the threshold of death, still held fast, so Damon slashed off his daughter's head. Today, Dimphna is the patron saint of people who suffer from mental disorders, sexual assault, and anxiety. There are many in our time of perversity who suffer from such things. But today's perversities are not considered perversities at all. Pornography, abortion, transgenderism, homosexuality, and clear corruption in media and politics, and even in the Catholic Church. The agenda of permissiveness sprawls and spreads, removing objective boundaries. At the same time, the free world has also launched several successful systems of restriction and subservience. When contradiction reigns, insanity prevails, for without common sense, there is no natural way to view the world. Damon's deranged quest to marry his daughter, in a horror of contradiction, shows how contradiction both makes men mad and marks them as mad, for madmen live by contradiction, in one way or another. This is precisely the sickness saluted in America. Whereas we should fly from it all, as Dimphna did, we learn to live with it. Skepticism, cynicism, and liberalism soon set in, as they must to assuage the soul in such a world. But culture of contradiction still hangs over us, and people can't help but be driven out of their minds. If liberalism gradually dilutes traditional civilization unto destruction, it is not liberating. It is enslaving. It is mental paralysis, locked away in a padded cell with nothing but itself, as G.K. Chesterton famously described in Orthodoxy. The land of the free is becoming a prison, and until identity is loved over ideology, the craziness will continue. Patriotism is impossible when regional character is destroyed, and a people who have no true, meaningful love for their country have lost touch with a basic tenet of human piety and human sanity. Dimphna showed, together with the holy Gerebran, as all the saints do in some fashion, that men and women can't be their own saviors. That is a contradiction. Those who surrender to the insanity of contradiction only perpetuate the illusion and the contagion in themselves and in others. They strive to justify their sins and sanctions and redeem those who would live without the Redeemer. Dimphna is a saint for us all, being brave and unyielding against unreasonable and violent oppression. Following her example, we can face the mental disease caused by a culture of contradiction. Millions of Americans are foregoing their common sense, carried along the stream of insanity like dead things, afraid to take a stand or make a stir. Much of our fear and frustration is rooted in a feeling of helplessness. We are not helpless, though. We can follow common sense. And if that means being martyrs for truth, in whatever form that may take, then so be it. Some things, Dimphna teaches us by her life and death, are unendurable and must be steadfastly resisted. Through her intercession, may we all break free from the straitjackets of virtual reality, soft totalitarianism, and the culture of death. That will mean facing the uncomfortable facts of uncommon sense, secular preoccupation, and ecclesial ineptitude. But the truth will set us free, and in that freedom, we will be happy.